Welcome to Tango Mobile.
Sorry, you got you mobile.
Yep. Headed someplace, probably not all the field day. Good morning, all.
Oh, no, it's Rusty. Have a run.
Yep, that's Rusty.
I'm from out of state. We're visiting some friends.
Good to hear you, and glad to have you visiting with us and joining us on the repeater here. Very active repeater. Of course, in about 2 hours, the HF bands are going to go crazy because field day starts, but, you know, that's another thing. Go ahead.
Keep having Blue Ridge is Hempfest at, or field day at.
Blue, I know where the Greer Club is going to be. They're going to be up at the YMCA up in Travelers Rest, but I have no idea where the Blue Ridge Club is doing theirs this year.
Yeah, I might try to ride up towards TR and go visit.
About 20-meter net down here before, or be available to call a 20-meter net down here before field day starts, so I'm not going to head out to any field day. If I work any, it'll be from home. Got a lot of things going on right now, so I just didn't have the time to devote to getting out to field day this weekend, so I'll work it from the home. And the visitor from out of state, where are you from and here in South, but where are you from out of state? Over.
Yes, sir. I'm from Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and we're visiting Toccoa, Georgia, so we're driving down 17 right now, going kind of north, actually, because we went to Hartwell for a bit, but now we're going to Toccoa. We might drop in on a field day somewhere around this part.
A number of them around. You can go on the ARL's website and look for their field day locator because they've got it set up on there. And a lot of people, I saw a lot of people had registered field days. They had a bunch of them registered for this weekend. So I'm sure all the ones in this local area. And Toccoa is not that far away. I'm sure there's a lot of things going on down there too. But we're up here in South Carolina. I live in the Spartanburg area, and can't remember where the other station lives because, first of all, I can't remember his name this morning. Us old folks have to suffer. Go ahead.
Who I am. We talked to before on the radio. It's Chris. Yeah, I'm over in Easley now. Scared for GJG Mobile.
Y'all's acquaintances, and hopefully we'll come across each other again sometime. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of far away from the repeater going down here on, I guess it's Georgia 17, and so I might be going in and out some. I don't know, but yeah, thanks for the field day locator info. We'll have to look that up to get a spot nearby. AF4NM.
All right, yeah, the name here, by the way, is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, and you're probably at the edge of the repeater's area. This repeater has a huge coverage. It goes down into Georgia, up all up into North Carolina, up almost to the mid part of South Carolina, and it's located on top Caesar's Head Mountain at the North Carolina South Carolina state line. So it's up at about 3,500 feet. So it's got good coverage. And Chris, yeah, now that you said it, it dawned on me. But I haven't talked to you in a while, so good to hear you in here. And all, but the fellow from Tennessee, yeah, this coverage, this antenna's got, this repeater's got a good coverage area. You're getting in just fine. Go ahead.
To hear, sir, yeah, I guess with 3,500 feet over the rolling hills of South Carolina, the peat line, that can go a long, long ways.
Just a minute, cause I gotta make a phone call, but y'all carry on, and maybe we'll catch on the other side. KJ4, GJG Mobile.
All right, Chris, we'll talk to you later. I'm going to be down here to my destination. I'm coming out for an early lunch today, so I didn't want to cook at home. And so I had ran out here, and I got to hit the grocery store, too. And now, the other fellow that was in there, did you say your name was Rowdy, R-O-W-D-Y or something?
Trusty, it's Riley, R-I-L-E-Y, Romeo India Lima Echo Yankee. So it's a girl's name now too, so figure if I have a kid, but I'm the fifth one in a long line of Riley, so all guys, but since it's a girl named too now, I can, no matter what comes out, I can name them Riley. I don't know if I want to, but I could.
Well, Riley, I'm sorry for that. About the time you gave your name, I was in a place where I go through a set of road, on a road I go through, it's got a lot of ups and downs, and there's a little area where they're building a bunch of houses in it on one side, and the other side is heavily covered with trees, and they're in full bloom, of course, so my pick transmit down in there is not real good, so, but I apologize for that, but Riley, and, yep, I know another Riley. You used to work for the FCC as a lawyer or something, but, anyway, and I've known some Riley's some girls named Riley, too. Got a couple of good friends around here who've got daughters named Riley, so it's not all that unusual, as you say. It depends upon how the spelling is. Over.
I don't know if it was Riley Hollingsworth fellow. They say he cleaned up the airwaves and stuff, which I'm all for that. I'm actually traveling with my wife. She's KJ4GJB. She's right here. So, got two of us today.
My wife, when she was alive, she was a ham, and I've been one for about 30 years. So, Riley Hollingsworth is the one you're talking about. Yep, I know Riley. I've had several conversations with that gentleman about various offenders of our airwaves, and had a couple of talks with him about doing something about some of them. So, anyway, well, I have arrived at where I need to be, Riley. You be safe out there on your road and your trip up to Tocoa. I think that's where you said you were headed, somewhere up that way. But be careful out there on the road, and maybe we'll catch you another time on the air. And catch you later. W2T clear.
R3's Rusty. Yeah, we'll keep this repeater in mind next time we're down this way. If not, later today or tomorrow, we might be back on. I don't know. W2UT or W2T. This is AF1M.
T, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. You there, Riley?
Alpha Fox 4, November Mike. My name's Riley. I think the other one was Rusty.
Well, this is KO4NUE. Name is Chad. And I am stationed about 150, 200 yards off of the 12 Mile River in Liberty, South Carolina. I'm just curious, are you getting any weird noises through this signal, maybe a ticking or clicking noise? And if you are, how bad is it?
I'm at the edge of the repeater coverage right now, so I can hear it, but it's not that bad. Maybe if it was a crisp, clear signal, it would be noticeable, but you had to mention it because I thought it was not picking up well.
I don't think so, bud. I think I got some issues here at the deer camp. I've been trying to straighten out for about 2 weeks, and I think this is probably going to be about the best I can get it. And if it's not distracting or inaudible, then I'm probably just going to leave it the way it is. Extension cable running through unshielded Cat 5, and it's about 10-12 inches apart from the main DC line coming in, and I think I'm picking up some noise off of it, but Listen, man, you dropping out, in and out. It was a pleasure talking to you, and you and your bride have a safe trip. And this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE, and I'm clear on your final, sir.
Pleasure to be here. KO4NUE, this is AF4NM.